So this is December the 27th, 2005. We're here at the home of Bobby Bollinger, and we're going to get an interview with him about the anecdotes that he has to tell about his life from in Western North Carolina and beyond. So Bobby, take it away.
We lived in a little place called Pumpkin Center, east of Lincolnton, and I was born in 1932. I'm pretty sure I was born in Lincolnton. My daddy was a carpenter, and mother and daddy lived in a little place called Pumpkin Center. And then we moved to Reeseville when I was 1936. I was 4 years old, and Emily Jane, my sister, was about a year and some months younger than I was. She was still a baby, I guess, when we moved up to Reepsville. And we lived with my grandfather, who was a country doctor. My mother was his nurse. And she chauffeured him some. And we lived in this big house in Reepsville. And I grew up under his care. Went to Union High School all 12 years to the same school. And then we were living there during the polio epidemic, and we were always afraid we was going to get polio because these people that had polio were coming to visit us and was under doctor's care. And he practiced medicine, I believe, some 60 years in that area. It's Hogs Hill is another name of the place. Cat Square, that's all famous places in Lincoln County that I grew up with. And living on a big 400-acre farm. And I used to chase cows. And one time I went down to the pasture to get the cows. I had about 30, 40 cows. And we couldn't find four of them. So mother and I went down, and she went with me. It was storming that night, and lightning and thunder. We couldn't find them either, so we came on back. And then the next day, they went down and found these cows under some trees. They had been struck by lightning. And Grandpa Kaiser bought me a little pony, a little white pony, and I used to ride it to chase the cows. We had a tunnel under the bridge, kind of a bridge-like under the road there in Reeseville, and I'd drive those cows up to the barn and milk cows and had chickens. I raised chickens. I was involved in 4-H Club. Had a bunch of hogs and pigs that I used to feed and take care of, and used to slop the pigs. That's a term still around. Had to slop the pigs. That's feeding the pigs. And I think I was about 16 years old when Grandpa Kaiser passed away. But he used to he'd deliver a lot of babies in that area all during his lifetime. And he went to a medical school in Atlanta, and I'm thinking it was the original medical school that turned into Emory University. I'm not sure about that, but I think that's the case. I think.
Yeah, that's the story, but I've been in contact with Emory University, and I haven't been able to confirm that.
Okay,
so we're following up on that.
I always heard that story. Well, my sister Anita went there, and my sister attended school there. She went to UNCG for her bachelor's degree and got her master's degree, and then went to Emory University for a PhD. And we lived in that house in Reeseville until Daddy and Mother built another house right close by, and we moved that house. A big house was turned over to a cousin, and it's still in existence, but no one lives there. And my brother and mother lived in that house that we moved to during that time that we moved. And my son Robert used to spend a lot of time with mother. I was working with Uncle Johnny, and then I'd drop Robert off, and mother would look after him. And Robert sometimes would go down to the field behind our house, and he would run off ahead of mother, and she had to swat him one time on the behind side because he wasn't listening too well. But He was born in 1968, and we moved back up there. And no, he's born in 65. We moved up there in 68. And Reed was a baby when we, right after we moved, he became a little baby. And so he was, we stayed in that area for about 6 years in all, I guess. And I worked with him for 4 years, and then I had a chance to get back in the glass business. So we kept our house here in Durham and moved back here in 1974. And I worked for another company, PPG Industries, for a couple years in the glass business. And then that company was closing up their branch that I was in Greensboro. And I had a chance to go back with Pritchard Paint Glass. So I worked with them another 15 years. And then we moved back in the same house we bought in 1962. And then my wife, Eleanor, was teaching school, and she taught school 35 years, and we raised the two boys here, Reed and Robert. They grew up in Durham, and then Reed went to military school after he was in his sophomore year, and then he finished his military school and went to Greensboro College, and he joined a Naval Reserve program, went through the Naval boot camp, the same boot camp I went to 30 years in San Diego that I went to in 1951. My career in the Navy was rather interesting. I worked as an aviation electrician, worked on four planes on the flight deck that we flew with another, that was VC-35, and we flew with VC-11, and they had the big guppy. They had the radar scope underneath their plane, and we was running with them to protect them from when they were flying over Korea. And I worked on the flight deck to get them sent off, and I came back in 52 and trained to be an aviation radar operator. Anyway, I got my wings to fly. Then had a chance to go on a world cruise in 1954, and we flew from San Diego to Norfolk, and had 2 weeks there, and then we went to Europe and through the Suez Canal, and went to Ceylon, which is now Sri Lanka, and then went through the cross the equator to Singapore. We got to visit Singapore and the Philippines, and spent some time in Hong Kong and Japan, and we operated off the coast of Korea in 52 and again in 54. The war was over in 1953, but we still operated in that area after the war was over, and they're still in Korea today. This is 50 some years later that they're still over there. And then spent some time in Japan. We had a plane to crash on our flight deck, and we had to come into the to the port to get the plane damage fixed, and they had little Japanese people come on board the ship, and they repaired it for about 3 weeks. They were working on repairing that ship, and then we went back overseas. I got a chance to visit Hong Kong, the Philippines, and just got a chance to see a lot of the world. Went to Hawaii on the way over in 52 and on the way back, and then 54, we went back to Hawaii and spent some time there, but came back into San Francisco and got across the Golden Gate Bridge, and we went down to San Diego. And I got out of the Navy in 1955 and went to Mars Hill College, which was rated as the second best junior college in the nation during that time frame. And the best junior college in the nation was one in California. And finished 2 years in the Mars Hill College, and then came down to Carolina. We've been living in this area now since then. I worked for five different glass companies, Pritchard Paint Glass. I worked for them about 25 years, and went to, they closed up. They were losing their money. They had to went belly up, in other words. And I'd worked for PPG, and then I worked for two or three other glass companies after Pritchard closed their doors. I went to UNC Chapel Hill for 2 years, and then went to work in the glass business. And we've enjoyed living in the Durham area. We were here when the Research Triangle Park just got started, and it's been interesting to see the growth in the Research Triangle Park, and also see all the universities, Duke and UNC and NC State, grew a lot during this time. And you need to let me take a minute or two, can you?
Sure, no problem. So while you're thinking about it, I can ask you a question. Recently, was going through some documents and came upon a insurance policy for a 1950s Harley-Davidson, and I'm sure your sons and grandchildren would love to hear about that motorcycle. So,
I was in the 4-H club in high school, the president of the local 4-H club my senior year, and I worked with the president of the local bank, First National Bank, and when I finished, they came up and asked me to take a ride with them, and I did, and they asked me to go to work for them at the First National Bank in Lincolnton, and in the bookkeeping department. So I did that about 6 months, and I was getting anxious about going in service because they were drafting everybody back then. So I tried to join the Air Force, and it was filled up, so I got into the Navy, and I bought a motorcycle while I was at the working at the bank, and that was my transportation to go to work, the small motorcycle, and I left it at in Lincolnton when I went in service, and my brother took care of it while I was gone. And it was a nice little motorcycle. I don't know, it was $400 for a little Harley Davidson motorcycle, and it was something that I always liked to do, and so I rode around after I worked, and I used to park it right next on the sidewalk in Lincolnton, and you probably can't do that this day and age, but it wouldn't be there very long. But I worked there, and then after I decided I was going to get drafted, I quit the bank and went to work in a textile mill as a shipping clerk. I worked there until I went in the Navy. It's about 4 or 5 months. Went to San Diego, California, during my naval career. And
so, when I was a boy, there were some. I guess there was something between a painting and a sculpture, and they were beautiful that you made. They were made of glass, sort of stained glass, and you drew. I remember in particular the flowers. There were mounds of little glass, broken glass chips, and I was always fascinated by that. So I'm curious if you can tell us about how you came up with that concept and how that was really put together. So
I got interested in art when I was, when I got out of the Navy and went to work for the glass company. We did a lot of church windows, and there's a lot of glass that was used in church windows, stained glass, cathedral glass, and we used to have a lot of scrap glass, so I started collecting scrap glass, and I started making pictures out of glass, and some of it are still around different places, but then I got interested in doing pastels, and I took some art courses and charcoal, and never did do a whole lot with oils, but I always enjoyed working with the glass. I used to make leaded glass windows, and I used to work a lot with the glass. The lead on the canes that holds the glass together was of concern, so I was a little bit reluctant about working with the lead because I didn't want to get sick from the lead. But I still do a little bit of that, but not a whole lot. And I haven't worked much with glass in the last few years. And
okay, that's great. Thanks. So I appreciate your giving us these thoughts of yours for posterity. And, of course, we can come back if you think of anything else. So, Hi, it's Brian Crenshaw. We're here at the home.